Hi, I'm Monica Hallan, and this is my podcast, Let's Talk Money. Every Friday, a new episode will drop that gives you a snapshot analysis of one money-related topic that has meaning in your life. And then I answer your money questions. My hope is to put you on the path to financial stability and freedom. So, let's talk money. Today, I'm going to talk to you about this thing called compound interest. We've all heard about it. We did those horrible maths problems in school. But it has real use in our lives. And a long time ago, I came face to face with the power of compound interest. I was working in a startup magazine, then called Intelligent Investor. And this was going to be India's first personal finance magazine all the way back in 1997. In 1997, nobody knew what personal finance was. And I myself began to learn the basics mainly from some American websites and then began to apply that material to Indian products. The first product I decided to use was the Public Provident Fund, or the PPF. That time, the interest on this 15-year government-secured deposit was 12%. I also found my new knowledge of Excel sheets useful and calculated that just 5,000 rupees a month invested in PPF over a 27-year period would make you a crorepati. Remember that 1 crore was a very, very large number in 1997. I remember the huge surge of interest in the office and amongst the readers when the story came out. PPF had suddenly become a rock star among the financial products. I also found that the longer the holding period was, the higher was the growth of the interest. But first, let's define compound interest. So we know that the principal earns interest in a bank deposit, but when that interest gets interest in the next year, we call that compound interest. So the principal amount keeps growing because the interest keeps getting added to it, and year after year, the number just goes up. Let's take an example. You invest 1 lakh rupees in a 10% deposit. A simple interest calculation will give you 10,000 rupees of interest every year. Even if this interest is allowed to sit in the deposit, it means that you do not take it home. The next year's interest will be calculated only on the 1 lakh, only on the principal. The 10,000 rupee interest earns nothing. Compound interest is when this 10,000 rupees also earns the same interest as the principal. So the interest of the second year will be 10% on 1 lakh and 10% on 10,000, which was the interest of the first year, remember? In other words, you will earn 10% on 1.1 lakh in the second year and end up with 1.21 lakh. In the third year, you will earn 10% on 1.21 lakh. In the fourth year, you will earn 10% on 1.33 lakh, and so on. Compound interest is one of the most powerful means of growing your money over the long term. And I'll take you back to my PPF example. When I personally did the numbers myself, so 5,000 rupees a month is 60,000 rupees a year. 60,000 rupees a year over 15 years at 12% became 22.37 lakh. Over 20 years, it became 43.23 lakh. Over 25 years, it became 80 lakh. Over 30 years, it became 1.45 crore. So remember that PPF is a 15-year deposit, but you can extend it at 5 years every time it matures. The power of compounding is that the interest amount becomes bigger than the principal. And how much bigger? Over a 15-year period, the amount you have invested is 9 lakh. Remember, we were doing 60,000 rupees a year. So the amount you invested is 9 lakh and the interest was 13.36 lakh. Over a 25-year period, the amount you invested was 15 lakh and the interest was a huge 65 lakh. One of the most famous quotes on compound interest, which is used everywhere, is from Albert Einstein. He said, quote, "Compound interest is the eighth wonder of the world. He who understands it earns it. He who doesn't pays it," unquote. In the last part, there is a warning which we must take note of. What you get as compound interest is also what you pay when you take a loan. So when you allow the credit card debt to roll over, remember that you're going to be paying interest on the interest and the final amount will balloon. So treat compound interest with a lot of respect, both as a lender and a debtor. And it's time to move on to questions now. May, what is in that bag of yours?
Siddhant Agarwal from Calcutta says, I'm about to graduate from school and I plan to take up engineering. My parents have saved enough money for my education, but I'm more inclined to not take their money and take a loan. Which do you think will make more financial sense?
Siddhant from Kolkata. You know, it's always better to be debt-free than to carry a loan on your head. You need to figure out if your parents need this money for something else, if not for your education. Is it their retirement money or did they earmark this for your education? Remember that most parents like to target their children's higher education. It makes them happy to have done something like this for their kids. However, what you can do is this. Allow your parents to pay your education now, and when you begin earning, pay them back. You can add a nominal amount of interest to the money and help them update their retirement funds at that point. This way, you would have saved the interest and the paperwork and maybe handed over a fat check to your parents when they need it the most, at the time of their retirement. Siddhant, do write back to us and tell us what you chose to do.
From Bhopal, we have Surbi, who says that, I am 16, turning 17 soon, and I've seen my classmates starting to earn now, which motivates me to earn some money for my future. But I know zero about the market. Can you please help me out with some tips on how I can start?
Surabhi from Bhopal, it's great that you want to begin earning so early in life. Your question tells me that you're thinking about trading in stocks rather than getting an income from working. If that is the case, you need to know that stock market trading results in both profits and losses. And most people tend to talk up their profits and forget to report how much of loss they have made. Did you know that 90% of the people make losses when they trade in futures and options in India? At 16, Surabhi, I would suggest you focus on studying and aspiring for a high-paying job rather than get entangled with the market at this stage. You can augment your income with small gigs and jobs, but unless you know the market well, I can only advise you to stay away. Understand the difference between trading and investing. This is a good time to pick up my book, Let's Talk Money, and read how to get your finance basics in order. So Surbi from Bhopal, you're on the right track to get financially fit. Just the route needs a little bit of change.
This is Sai Vardhan from the US. He says, I'm pursuing a master's degree in the United States and my father has secured an educational loan for my studies. I'm set to complete my master's degree in May 2024. Currently, my father allocates his entire monthly income to cover various loans and debts, including my educational loan and a home loan. Additionally, he is contemplating sending my sister for her master's, once again, relying on an educational loan. I aspire to secure a job by June to assist my father in repaying these loans. I'm seeking advice on a strategy or plan that I can propose to contribute effectively.
Sai from US, your father seems to be really stretching himself in order to educate you and your sister. You know, if his entire monthly income is going as EMI, he is in a danger zone as far as financial fitness goes. My recommendation usually for the EMI is no more than 30% of take home. And you just said that his entire income goes as EMI. That is a danger zone. I would suggest that he delays the loan for your sister rather than get into an even more dangerous territory. It's a great idea to pay back the loan as soon as you begin earning. Try and get your father's EMI payments down to a more sustainable level. Sai, you have the right thoughts of helping your father. And now it's a matter of just a few more months of this kind of unstable situation. I can only hope that you get a really good job and are soon able to help your father reduce this debt burden. Sai from the US.
Here's Santosh from Chennai, who says that I am currently 25 years old and working from home. I earn rupees 30,000 per month and I pay 20,000 per month towards my educational loans to clear my debt as early as possible. I'm seeking your financial guidance to help me start saving for the future.
Santosh from Chennai, you have a surplus of 10,000 rupees a month for your living costs today. So I'm not sure if you're living with your parents, you're paying rent, but let's assume you do have this 10,000 rupees. First thing you do is set up your emergency fund at once. Do not delay this. How much is it? 6 times of your monthly expenses. Where do you do it? Fixed deposit. If you understand mutual funds, then you can choose a money market mutual fund. Once your emergency fund is created, now we start investing amounts for the future. You break this 10,000 into 3 parts. 2,500 rupees in a short-term product, again, like a money market mutual fund. 2,500 rupees in a medium-term product, which is like, for example, a conservative hybrid mutual fund. And 5,000 rupees for the long-term in an index fund on the Nifty 50 or the Sensex. If some of these are not making sense, either Google them or read my books, Let's Talk Money, Let's Talk Mutual Funds, and understand the space better before you decide to start investing. Santosh, what you need to know is that by the time you are 30, your income would have got a major boost and your investment potential will rise. Try and prepay your loans as soon as you can and try and then keep expenses under check so that you can keep upping the investment amounts. You've already got a grid, you've already got an allocation between short, medium and long-term amounts that you need to invest. You just will keep updating these amounts as your income starts to grow. Do write back to us, Santosh, and tell us how you're doing. And that's a wrap for today. I enjoy answering your money questions. Remember, I don't look at individual portfolios. I don't recommend products. Look upon this space as a place to ask strategy questions, doubts, and just basic things that you might not understand. Each time you have a good money outcome, I feel that I have won. To make sure that you don't miss an episode, press follow and help your friends get money smart by sharing a link with them. You can reach out to me at mailme@monicahullin.com. That's Monica with a K. Tag my social media handles @MonicaHullin. And finally, remember that you should have money and money should not have you. So let's talk money again soon. Bye.
Let's Talk Money is hosted by Monica Hullin. This is a Made in India production. Creator Director, May Mariam Thomas. Project Manager, Sean Phantom. Head of Audio Production, Karthik Kulkarni. Producer, Meghna Gulati. Sound Editor, Lakshman Parasuram. Artwork Design by Alika Gupta.